I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I want to talk about the deconstructing and transforming year that this has been. Life is not linear. Even when things are going our way, we are all subject to sudden shifts, unexpected interference. I know it kind of sums up 2020 for many of us. Making changes are hard. Most people, myself included, live in our heads, thinking and dreaming of a different life or profession. We get caught up in the how instead of the why, which can really delay pulling the trigger. We think we need a soundproof plan, savings for 5 years, and a response to anything that can go wrong. Thinking this way will never guarantee success or prevent failing. It only prolongs the agony of staying where you are. Take this year, for example. With COVID, we are no longer in control of everything in our lives or around us, like it or not. We've been forced to deal with new rules to engage, and the impact varies greatly across communities. Some people had been thinking of making a change and might feel grateful or safe that they didn't take that leap, while others may have just kicked off their new journey. Either way, detours and pivots are complex. And when it happens unplanned, we quickly learn what we are made of, how resilient and brave we can be, or terrified by it all. I've had many conversations with people this year about the changes that have been forced upon them. Some have taken this moment as a chance to sit back and rest, lucky them, while others are recreating life in the virtual world. The degree of creativity is broad and really inspiring. I've heard from several who are disrupting norms and reimagining, recreating how we think, meditate, exercise, or even attend trade shows. There's no limit to the possibilities that are being conceived. It's more than a fresh start. It is a new toolbox that is within reach for many, as opposed to the exclusive manner in which only some know and live. I can't think of a better time to watch that happen. In a world where systems are breaking down and people can fully see how the establishment has failed them, people are building back in ways that will benefit the masses and not the select few. We often hear about the greatness that comes from depressed and dark times. I don't doubt that this period will prove that to be true. Even if you haven't made significant changes, this year has still altered you. Think of it as a clean slate to begin again in any way that you want to think of it, emotionally, professionally, financially, socially. For me, I decided to finish my last year of grad school. I also realized I need to stay nimble, that even the best made plans will change, and my openness to that change can yield greatness. Staying true to myself while on this ride called life is an ongoing balancing act. Slow and steady. Stay tuned. More great stories to come from those finding ways to recreate and see the possibilities during this very funky time. Be kind to yourself and be nice to others. Thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com. and at Dreams Detours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.